Let me tell you about a man that you should know. This is Bishop Aaron Perkins again. And I have to tell the world about a man named Jesus. Let me tell you about John 3:16. How he died for us. You know what he did?
He gave his life for us. He died upon the cross. He gave his life for us to be free.
Yes, he gave his life for us. Jesus, John 3:16. Yes, this is Bishop Aaron Perkins. Oh, my God, I love that song, and I just got to say thank God for blessing me to write and produce and bring that song forth. Because John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for us. Yes, he did it for you. He did it for me. He even did it to my guest that's coming on the phone with me on the line, on the radio. That's right. The owner. Oops. Daryl or Don. Let me see which one I got coming on. I think it's Don. Don, are you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Hello, Don. God bless you. God bless you. Welcome to the Aaron Person Show all over the world. And my guest today is Don. And we're going to be talking about something special today that we can all relate to. And it's about the health. You know, a lot of times we have health issues in life, and we wonder sometimes. Things take us through, as they say, the going through process, Don. Wouldn't you say so, the going through process? That sometimes we don't even know for sure if we are going to make it through. But you know what? Because Jesus gave his life for us, which is the reason why I wrote this song, because I was in the hospital and I was going through. And I think my brother, Don, wasn't you in the hospital recently, too?
I was in the hospital for a little while, yep. But yep. Luckily, I left the hospital alive.
and see, that's what it's all about. Because, see, a lot of us don't understand. A lot of us may not be in the physical hospital, Don. A lot of people may not be in the physical hospital, but they are in a spiritual hospital, because a lot of times he says we're going to have a spiritual warfare, you know. And a lot of things people are not trying to see is that they are hurting, even in the church. The church is hurting spiritually, and they don't understand that they are in the care of the Lord, that healing and help is already being blessed, that they recover already. That we need, he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path, right?
I would agree with that totally, yes.
Because we believe on him, he restored your health, he restored my health, and I tell you, and I say, victory in Jesus, victory today is mine, amen, amen. I don't care what it looked like, how far you go down on your knees, crying and hurting and in pain, but when he brings you back the victory to come through, and overcome your going through. Oh, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just thank you. I'm going to start off with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful day right here on BBS Radio. Yes, and we just thank you, Father, for all you're doing and all you continue to do, Father, in our life to bring us and make us more than an overcomer. In Jesus' victory name. And Father, we just thank you for Don, and we thank you for just all that BBS is doing for everybody. And we thank you, Lord, for how you healing Don, and how you healing me. We just two people out of billions that you are healing, Lord. We just thank you. We ask that you continue to keep your loving arms around each and every one of us, Father, that we may give you all the praise and lift you up with all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don, tell me, when you first went into the hospital, did you think that this going through was a real, real tough thing that you may overcome, or you just didn't know what to do or believe?
You know, it was shocking. You know, I didn't expect to be there. It was a little overwhelming, so I didn't think about it much. I just resigned myself to the fact that it's my time, and you know, I figured I wouldn't be leaving the hospital, but I did. So knock on wood, but I accepted it. You know, I thought, you know, well, when it's your time, it's your time. And if I'm being called, away I go.
Well, you know what? Oh, my God. Well, I thank God for bringing you through, Don, because
well,
you're one of the greatest brothers on earth, you know. And I thank God, and
thank
I love you, and God loves you, too. And you just know that his love brought you through with Jesus right there in your heart.
Amen. Amen. And we love you, yes, too, Bishop Perkins.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I got to tell you something. See, you're a gift. And God didn't tell his gift to lay down. He said, you got to, the first thing, a gift, most of the time you get a gift, you got to open it up, right?
I agree. Yes.
To see what's in the inside, because usually a gift is kind of a surprise, it's hidden, and somebody passes it to you, and you open it up, and you say, oh, my God. Well, see, you that gift. You that gift of God, you, with the heart of, like David said, of God's own heart. And God knew that you were his David, the gift with God's own heart. So he made sure that he opened you up with healing, and he blessed you to know it wasn't luck that got you through. It was the grace, the mighty grace and blessing of God through Jesus that lifted you up out of this situation and made you more than an overcomer so that the victory could be yours in Jesus' name. And a lot of times, we go through life through ups and downs, and sometimes Satan wants the glory. I don't like God because I went through all this suffering. But then when God gives you victory back to overcome and say, I've been through death so many times, I tell you right now, I can say happily today, victory in Jesus. Victory today is mine. Because couldn't nobody, no doctor bring me back. I was pronounced dead to them, but not to the Father. Not to the Father because of Jesus who loved me so much. That he said, you sealed to me. And Don, he said, you sealed to him too. And therefore, the victory belongs to us. And right now, we can say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. I call it a Hezekiah pathway. You know how he was blessed with some extra years?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I feel blessed. Thank you. I truly do.
Amen. That's because you are indeed. And don't let the devil steal your joy no matter what goes on. To the left, to the right, to the up, or to the down. God say, I still love you, and ain't nothing going to change that. I don't care what it look like. I'm still the one you cast all your cares on to. And he said that to me too. He said, Bishop Aaron, cast all your cares on to me, and I will take care of all your problems. He said to Don, Don, cast all your cares on me, and I will bless you through the problems. Don't you worry about it. But it's when we stop praying to our Father in heaven in the name of Jesus, that's when we get lost. We just start like, oh, Lord, is this battle too hard for me? He know it. But he said, did you call on me? Because you did say, Lord, please help me out. Please. He knew you couldn't do it in a loud voice. He knew just that little still voice because you thought about him, because you prayed on him, and because you called on him, he brought you through. Amen. Because I called on him, because I had a little voice left to say, Lord, please help me. You, my Father, you said in the name of Jesus, I can get through this if I just call him, Jesus, 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 help me. And he heard that still voice. And right now we own radio right now all over the world. We still here. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. Yes, Lord. See, the devil tried to steal our joy. He tried to bring us into a depression pocket, and he tried to make sure that we shove God to the side. But God said, I see what you're doing, Satan. Get out. Get out. I evict you from out of Don's life. I evict you from out of Aaron's life. Bishop, get rid of that dust and that dirt and put it out because you know that ain't supposed to be there. I don't like that. And so, therefore, we push it to the side. We say, well, Satan, get thee behind me. Just like Jesus told you, we're telling you the same. Get thee behind thee. You know, true health is true love for God, and God love pouring right back onto us. As he say, the blessings, when we pray, the blessings come down. Amen?
That's right.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, we got so many people that I went to church today. I had a beautiful, exciting time. But I told people, I'm not churchified. I'm sanctified. See, I'm not confined between the walls. Outside of the church, you must still hold the Lord in your heart wherever you go. If you go to a hospital, see whatever doctor, wherever you go, medical situation, no matter what, he's the real healer. When we get through talking, when we get through going to the hospital, he's the real healer. Jesus healed us already. I know one thing I could say, I'm calling on a song that's going to remind us that how much love he has for us. You know, when God was healing you and healing me at the same time from whatever the ailment is, he don't care what name it is, he know how to call them all off. Didn't he bring Lazarus back? Amen. He brought Lazarus back. Remember that, Don?
You mean as far as the song, he brought Lazarus back.
I'm saying that in the Bible.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's okay. Lazarus. Oh, that sounds like a great song.
He restored his health from the dead. He took him from not just this life, but from the dead life and brought him back. He said he was sleeping. To us, that's okay. But to us, he was dead. But to Christ, oh no, he just sleep. So our bodies, though we might lie in a certain state, to Christ, he don't care what state you in. When he say rise, he mean rise. Amen.
Amen.
Rise. And he's telling us to rise. Don't let the devil steal your joy. God know what you're battling against. God know what you're fighting against right now. God know what's ailing your heart or your mind right now, this moment. He's telling me, he's revealing to me what's going on. But God say, don't worship your problem. Let peace be still. He said, don't go to your doctor and think that all the answers come from the doctor. No. I got a greater answer for you. Jesus is your savior, not your medicine, not your doctor, not your weed, not your drink, not your drug, not none of those things that man is prone to believe. But he said, I send you my son. Oh, Lordy, the King of all kings. Yes, who died for all of us. That we may have a new built relationship back to God, the Father. Ooh, we just thank you, Lord, who resurrected us from the dead, who stole the keys of kingdom by means of taking them back either way it goes. Not stealing as we know it, but taking it back, stealing the authority of death away from Satan. So he could say, Satan, ain't nothing you can touch I can't touch better. I want my dead, that people call dead, to rise. And he took the sting out of death, that we may see the symptom and the sign of eternal life right here on earth. And he showed us by coming back himself when he was whipped and beat and tortured for us. Then when he said he gave up to the Father, Father, it is finished. But he came back because he wasn't finished. And neither are we. We're not finished. So just remember that. We're not finished. This ain't the end of the road. Matter of fact, we eternal peoples already. There is no end of the road for us as long as we're in our hands of our Father in Jesus' name. There's no end. We eternal worshipers starting in this here life just like Jesus. He praised the Lord while he's my Father. Ask my Father in heaven and he'll give it to you. Ask my Father in heaven and he'll do it for you. Ask my Father in heaven and all things are possible. That's right. It's all in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And even if you go find the lost books, it's in there too. So don't ever think God don't know what's going on, because he is omniscient, all-knowing. Because he is omnipotent, all-powerful, and because he is omnipresent everywhere. And so just know, because God loves you at every place, every hour, every second, every moment, don't never tie your strings up and say, God, I'm through, because he didn't tell you to do that. Satan might tell you something like that. But I'm going to tell you something. We worship and we praise. I ain't finished, God. I ain't finished. And he don't want you to be finished. So we're going to go to this one song that the Lord called Lord, I Need You Now. Lord, I Need You Now by Bishop Aaron Perkins off the Holy Grail 2 CD. The second song on there, Lord, I Need You Now. And a lot of us out there all over the world know we need him. We've been falsified, taught. Preach that, teach that, and we getting all this garbage we carrying with us, but we not carrying the real Lord in our life. He don't want us churchified. He want us sanctified. He want us to give him true glory, true praise, true honor, and love him for real by loving each other as we do love him. That's how you
Lord, oh Lord, please hear me, Lord. All my life I've been tossing, turning, trying to find my way. I've been crying from so much pain, and there is no one to save me. So I just call on you, my Lord. I know that you can be the one to help me through. I hope you hear me praying to you, 'cause I need you now.
I need you now, oh my Lord. I need your help.
Yes, this is Bishop Aaron Perkins, and you are tuned into the Aaron Perkins Show on BBS Radio all over the world. And let me tell you something. God love you, I love you, and you make sure you reach out and love somebody else. That song was another song given to me by the Lord. Ooh, Lord, I need you now. Don, how you there with me?
You bet I am.
Yes, Lord. And there's always a moment that we, there's a moment that in all of our lives that we know, that crucial moment that we really have to call on, Lord, we need you now. And that's what made me write this song, revealed to me by the Lord, Lord, I need you now. Because that was true to my heart, Lord, I need you now. In everything that I do, though, everything. You know, he said, acknowledge him in all of thy ways, not some of thy ways, right?
Right. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Thank you, Don. Thank you so much. Amen. When I did, you know, do you know when I did this song, it started, I originally made it for to be a country song.
Really?
Yeah. that's why the timing is like clack, 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 3/4 timing.
Interesting.
And yeah. I showed, by the grace of God, I said to myself, I'm going to turn this into a crossover where it can touch the lives of everybody, even coming from a country style of music standpoint. Clap, clap, boom, clap, clap, boom, clap, clap, boom. Oh, Lord, please hear me. Oh, can you feel it?
I feel it. You bet I do.
And that just, I say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm excited because I didn't have no idea this was going to happen. I started off as a country song. And as I started off, then one thing led to another. I started off on the acoustic guitar. Then I went to the piano. Then I went to the bass. Then I went to the drums. Then I went, I thank God that he, you know, blessed me to be versatile and so that I can play all the instruments so I didn't have to go hire nobody. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Right.
I didn't have to go hire no other musician because I played all. And I thank God for that because I got tired of waiting on other people to come and or I can't make it today. So I just asked God, bless me to do this. And one thing went from one song to another. Next thing you know, the whole album was done. The whole album was done. And for those that don't know, the song was written and produced in one day. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And it was only extra day was the mix and mastering. Let's just say the mixing was done with my partner, Prince Dozen. And it was done. But I thank God because he gave me the words to say. I didn't write it down. I didn't write none of that down. I didn't know what I was going to say. The Holy Spirit gave it to me to say. I didn't know. I didn't know. And I thank God for it. Lord, I call on you because it's what we do every day. It's what we do every day for those that love the Lord. It's what we do every day because we know he's the real doctor. He's the real healer. He's the real of the real, the king of the kings. And all that our hearts and our life have to lean on. And I knew man can't fix the problem all the time. But it's left between us and Jesus. Sometimes we got to get in between that A and B spot. And Don, you were there, and I was there in that A and B. And I know some of y'all out there all over the world have been in that A and B spot where you just don't know if you're going to go through or pull through. But you make it because you let the Lord know. You let him know. I love you, Lord. I know I need you now, and I need you to say, get up and rise. I need you to say, son, I ain't letting you go nowhere. Daughter, I ain't letting you go nowhere. Child, I ain't letting you go nowhere. Grandparent, I ain't letting you go nowhere. Whew. When our soul or our body get to the point of where we know. We think this is the finish line. And then all of a sudden, we go past that finish line and we still running the race. But at the same time, we run a new journey because we passed that race, which wasn't nothing, because he got us running the journey. He said, I gave you victory already. Don't forget. That's why we sing the song, Victory in Jesus, Victory Today. Ooh, I ain't got to say no more. Y'all know it already, all around the world. But if you're going through a go-through time, and this is what we're talking about, going through a go-through, and you think you are done, he said, I ain't finished with you yet. He giving us some Hezekiah love. He adding no more years to us all. He blessing us all. But you got to keep your heart right with him. He know your heart. Can't play with God. You can't play with God. I heard somebody say once before, as a joke, they said, your arm's too short to box with God. Can you hear me, Don?
I hear you loud and clear.
That's what he tells us, that our arms are too short to box with God because he already made us the winners. We're the champs already. He said he made us kings of kings. We are royal priesthood. Don't never let nobody talk you down, because if somebody talk you down, that's trash that needs to go in the garbage can. That's what we're supposed to put trash, last I heard, in the garbage can. Amen?
Amen.
It has never changed. Matter of fact, somebody's supposed to be called in here in a minute, and we're going to go to one more song. We're going to go to a song, and people say they love this song so much they wanted to hear it by E.P., Eric Perkins, called God's Son. And your very own Aaron Perkins is called God's Son by E.P., Eric Perkins. And, of course, me, Aaron Perkins. It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful video for those that haven't seen it. But I love it because it's we are God's children. And we must live as God's children. How can you say you love me who you do see? Ain't somebody, didn't God say that? How can you say you love me who you don't see? But for those that say I love you, who you can see, make sure you show some love. And for the one who you can't see, who you say you love, same thing. Make sure you show some love. If God don't see our love outweighing our talk, he going to walk past you and leave you. He going to say, your heart is too far away from me. Oops. Did I squirrel on you out there all over the world? If y'all ain't showing enough love, then somebody being a handicap to love, to the love of God, and to the love of their neighbor as they self.
All right. Somebody. God's Son. Beautiful song. And we are ready whenever you are.
Okay. Let's take them to the song, God's Son by E.P. Eric Perkins and Bishop Aaron Perkins. God's Son. Here we go.
Yeah. You know, we all have testimonies that we want to share with this church.
Bishop Aaron Perkins' EP.
But this testimony right here, I want to share with you all.
It's testimony for me.
God, just take my hand, right? Father God, just give me the glory, Father God.
Another one of EP's fabulous tracks.
Father God, just give me right the right lesson. Mama left her son into God's hand. She don't have to worry, she in God land. Forever song as a young man. Never had food in my lunch bag. But now I ain't worried, always hit my problems. Go to church sometimes, but I prayed alone. That's where I live, it was so much violence. So I asked God, can he help me out? Now I rap and sing, glory to the God. It was so amazing what he bring about me. I've been through the worst, but for God first. And that's when he started to put the blessings around me. I got friends who so mad at me. If they can't change it, I change without them. When God called, gotta take his call. It don't matter where you at or who around you. R.I.P. to the little kid. But tell me why they gotta live like this. So many problems growing up them years. Tough time to cry, but got some tears. Don't hold on the problems, go do something about it. Gotta set a example for the little kids. Life not about being rich. Life is about preaching this. Wanna hear somebody who feel all alone. Pray and hope this song take you in the zone. So many kids haven't seen home. They feel discouraged like they dream gone.
When I look up in the heaven, my, I know just where you are. Cause I see you up in heaven, sitting right there by my God.
My brother. brother caught me trying to cry alone. I was so young, plus he kept me strong. Every day I wanted to be left alone. Went to school, they see nothing wrong. They don't understand what's inside of me. Think I'm happy like I won a lottery. I ain't have no chicken when it's time to eat. I was in the car trying to catch some sleep. True story, this was how I lived. For so many years, we ain't have no crib. I pray to God to help my family. Why we struggle harder each and every year? I'm God's son, now I made that clear. My real father wasn't ever here. People told me that they had my back, but I can't believe everything I hear. Cause at the end, God be there for me. Humans only voluntarily. Now I'm 23, got my own key. Thank the man above, I'm on my own feet. Young guys don't know what to do. All they know is pick up, gun, and shoot. Show them how to live, we can hide the truth. Walking in these streets, we need bulletproof. Why somebody gotta take somebody's life? Why do people gotta hate somebody like? If this real life, then it ain't right. Cause I know we all supposed to see the light. Let's unite together like Malcolm X. If we come together, they can't stop us all. Dress suits like we all boss. When you need help, answer God's call.
Glad I'm back. That was God's son. And I tell you, Don, when it's all said and done, you know, the devil think he got some way to just feel like he want to be ahead of everybody. But we got to push him back and stomp him up under our feet and get him out of our way. Yes, in the name of Jesus, because it's all about God's son, Jesus. That was EP, Eric Perkins and Bishop Aaron Perkins. Yes, I love the God's son. We're going to ask Don. Don, so tell us, when you was going through some things in the hospital, what came to your heart? What were some of the things that, you know, that you could share with us?
Well, gosh.
Because I know it's the easy process. But
you know, It was an odd period. It really wasn't until I got out that I started realizing how blessed I was. You know, most of the time I was there, I was just kind of resigned to the fact that, you know, time to go. But, it really took me getting out and realizing. And there were so many people praying for me. It must have cured me. I have no answers for it. I have lungs that are paper thin from late stage tuberculosis. And I was coughing up a lot of blood and, I had a really hard time breathing, and I figured, you know, I couldn't move much. And the doctors, even when they x-rayed the lungs, they said, they were just shocked by my lungs. And I get that reaction anytime I have those chest x-rays, but then I figured, coughing blood, something must have kicked in. I'd resigned myself, but I honestly believe too many people were praying for me. I had a miracle and walked out. It's a blessing.
Amen and amen, amen. You know, You know, God ain't done with you yet. And he's not done with none of you that are listening to what Don just said. When you have blood come up, it tend to scare us. Well, I know Lazarus had blood come up, and it scared some people, including his mother. And I tell you, Jesus had some blood come up, and it scared his mother, Mary, and others that loved him, the disciples, or all that was there that saw what was going on that day. But the victory was not stolen from him. It was yet to come, and it came. Yes, and he brought forth resurrection celebration to us all. Celebration. They were looking for him still amongst the dead. And he spoke because he rose. He rose. But in this case, concerning Don, me, and others that are going through the go-through, victory still is ours. Because we're here. Don is here with us.
Amen. Amen.
Here with us. God bless you, Don, in the name of Jesus. Yes, he made you more than an overcomer. You are signed and sealed unto our Lord in Jesus' name. Ain't nowhere you can go without him being by your side. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you. Ain't nowhere we can duck. Ain't nowhere we can hide in this life or the next to come. Because we still belongs to the Lord. Amen. God wants you to know today that you are special no matter what. He wants you to know that no matter what, no matter what problems, he made us, he gave us authority over all these things, not to stoop under the things, but to go rise above. This message really is about rise up and shine. Rise up. Get up from the dead mind thinking. Get up from the pain. Get up from your whatever it is that finances that might be low. Get up. These things do not make us who we are to the Lord. These are just things that assist us. Money assists us. Everything that we do is just assistance to us. The first assistance that he made to a man is the woman. Yes. And beyond that, what's the paradise? Whether it be upstairs or down here on earth. So that we can have charge and authority over everything in the land on earth. He's given us all power and authority through Jesus to do just like Jesus did. The question come up often to say they used to have a t-shirt out, a lot of hats. What would Jesus do? But then nobody follow up because most of them didn't do what Jesus do. But it sounded good. It looked good. That's what we call fictitious following. But God wants some real followers. He don't want nobody faking love for him. He don't want nobody look like you love him, act like you love him, pay like you love him, or say like you love him. He don't want nobody to give him no song. He don't want nobody that ain't really following him. He don't want nobody to say, how long I've been in church, 290 years. He don't want nobody to say, my uncle, the highest bishop in the world, Pope in the world, he don't care about all that. God don't care about no co-sign. He don't care what your neighbors say about you. If you don't show him, you love him in return, he ain't going to show you he love you in return. Not that he's selfish, not that he revenges, but because he see a child of his as disobedient. You better ask Satan something, why he ain't in heaven no more. Oh, you forgot he sinned. Yeah, he was trying to do his own thing. So don't copy what Satan did. God wants you to know you have all rights in heaven down here on earth, just like you do in heaven. And he's trying to bless us in earthly paradise down here. But because so many weak-minded spirits and minds, and we think that all the things we know and learn, that we got it all together, ain't none of it. If it don't take you to heaven, it's going to take you, uh-oh, I ain't going to squeal, but I got to tell somebody something, it's going to take you to hell. If what you're doing ain't right with our Father in Jesus' name, then it's wrong. And it's going to take you where you don't want to go. You don't want to practice that. So I'm going to encourage somebody today. Make sure, if you want some healing from God, if you want your life to be safe and away from Satan or Satan's type, you got to turn it over to him. You got to turn it over to Jesus. Only one name. He don't care what man made for themselves. He told way back in the time of Moses, I'm going to put you up on something. Way back when Moses, Brother Aaron, they forced him to help build a golden calf just to make another God. And he wasn't with it, but he was compelled to do it. But in God's eye, if you did it and you didn't drop down and run, you're still guilty by association to that. Then you must say to yourself, I'm going to stop this mess. That ain't right. I got to make sure it's on the one with me and God. And God will bless you in all your surroundings, because God ain't trying to create no mess. He's trying to make sure we bless, not mess. Bless, not mess. Bless. So next time I'm preaching to y'all, but this time I'm just sharing something. You know, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for dying. Bless you, Lord, for bringing him and restoring his heart back to health, restoring his health back to the goodness so that he can give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. Father, I ask that you continue to keep your loving arms around him no matter what even to go through is. Give him the victory, because you told us if we pray up that you're going to send that joy down, that blessing. Give it to him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give it to him. Give it to the brother. Give it to all that he needs just to keep him happy, Father. We thank you for all you've done for him, Father, and we thank you for all that you continue to do. And Father, the same with me and all the voices that are crying out to you, Father, all over the world. We ask that you shred your love, blessing, your miracles, Father. Your miracles, Father, are all we need, Father. That's all we need is you. We thank you for your son, Jesus, dying for our sins. Forgive us for any knowingly and unknowingly. And Father, we have somebody that want to just say something to you, Don. Don, we have Gennady Albertini, and he wants to say hello to you, and God bless you, okay?
God bless you, Bishop Perkins. Thank you. I mean it. Thank you.
How you doing?
You're a blessing. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So how are you doing this fine day?
I'm doing actually quite fantastic. Thank you. Thank you.
You are. That's good to hear. Hope the weather is very good for you, sir, and it helps you heal.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
The joy of the Lord, sir.
Thank you. And you. Thank you.
That's right. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And even though now our partner, he was holding a baby in his hand trying to talk to you and hold the baby moving around on him. But thank God, because God made everything all right.
Oh, and I appreciate that.
The joy
thank you.
Of the Lord is our strength. So you hang in there and whatever support or love or support that you need, my brother, you just let me know so we can wrap this here situation together so that we can pray together and we can make sure that we ask the Lord to bring forth whatever blessing needs to be brought forth. But we're gonna make sure it's good for you. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Amen. And I'll tell you, I feel blessed and to have people like you around me
thank you,
it's an amazing place to be. I thank you. Well, we've got a few minutes left. I'm just curious if you wanted to play a song as you head out, or
I think what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna wrap it up with the He Gave His Life for Us again, and I'm just gonna say this. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for dying. We thank you for each other. We thank you for all the listeners and all the people that are visualizing, however you are doing it. We just thank God for everybody. And thank you all for being alive today to give them all the praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for Gennady Albertini, who also spoke to Don while he had a chance to, even though he's holding the baby right now. We thank God for the baby. And the baby might be for y'all, might be whatever problem that you have, but God is going to help you come through it. And let me tell you something. God loves you. I love you. Keep loving each other. In Jesus' name, we're going to go out with He Gave His Life for Us, so you won't forget. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we all have testimonies that we want to share with this church.
Bishop Aaron Perkinson, EP.
But this testimony right here, I want to share with you all.
It's testimony for me.
God, just take my hand, right? Father God, just give me this glory, Father.
Another one of EP's fabulous tracks.
Father God, just Mama left her son, it's a God hand. She don't have to worry, she in God land. Forever song as a young man. Never had food in my lunch bag. But I ain't worried, always hit my problems. Go to church sometimes, but I prayed alone. That's where I live, it was so much violence. So I asked God, can he help me out? Now I rap and sing, glory to the God. It was so amazing what he bring about me. I been through the worst, but for God first. And that's when he started to put the blessings around me. I got friends who so mad at me. If they can't change his, I change without them. When God call, gotta take his call. It don't matter where you at or who around you. R.I.P. to the little kids. But tell me why they gotta live like this. So many problems growing up them years. Taught her to cry, but got some tears. Don't hold on the problems, go do something about it. Gotta set a example for the little kids. Life not about being rich. Life is about preaching this. Wanna hear somebody who fall all alone. Pray and hope this song take you in the zone. So many kids haven't seen home. They feel discouraged like they dream gone.
When I look up in the heaven, my, I know just where you are. Cause I see you up in heaven's sitting right there by my God.
Brother caught me trying to cry alone. I was so young, plus he kept me strong. Every day I wanted to be left alone. Went to school, they see nothing wrong. They don't understand what's inside of me. Think I'm happy like I win a lottery. I ain't had no chicken when it's time to eat. I was in the car trying to catch a sleep. True story, this was how I lived. For so many years, we ain't have no crib. I pray to God to help my family. Why we struggle harder each and every year? I'm God's son, I'ma make that clear. My real father wasn't ever here. People told me that they had my back, but I can't believe everything I hear. Cause at the end, God be there for me. Humans only voluntarily. Now I'm 23, got my own key. Think the man above, I'm on my own feet. Young guys don't know what to do. All they know is pick up, gun, and shoot. Show them how to live, we can hide the truth. Walking in these streets, we be bulletproof. Why somebody gotta take somebody's life? Why do people gotta hate somebody like? If this real life, then it ain't right. Cause I know we all supposed to see the light. Let's unite together like Malcolm X. If we come together, they can't stop us all. Dress suits like we all boss. When you need help, answer God's call.